Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this. Here we go, Tuesday. Fat Tuesday. And don't tell them that I said that.
Man, I thought it was actually Fat Tuesday.
It's not actually Fat Tuesday. But I'm trying to do whatever I can to make Tuesday fun, because you know that we think that Tuesday
stinks.
It's the worst day of the week, but your tires all stayed on today.
Yeah, so far.
So it's doing better than Monday.
Well, I got a loaner. My car's in the shop again.
Is it on four tires?
Yep.
Did it work?
Yeah.
You're here?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's ride.
On BART. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but please, hey, YouTube people, don't tell them that I said it's Fat Tuesday.
Man, you called him fat.
Well, no, just I called the day fat. P-H-A-T, if you want.
There you go.
We could do that.
But there's an actual Fat Tuesday.
I know.
I don't think that's today. I don't know when that is.
It's Mardi Gras, right? It's like right before Mardi Gras or something.
No, it's before Mardi Gras, but I don't know when Mardi Gras is.
I don't either. Yeah. I think that it's always. Like, it happens,
yeah,
but
I've
if you
there.
Go to New Orleans, it's just happening. At all times. I've never been to New Orleans.
You've never been to New Orleans?
No, it's one of the two.
Oh, my goodness.
It's one of the two major American cities that I want to go to.
That in Boston?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And I was supposed to go to New Orleans, and then them silly Orange Bowl people. Did you know that there's like, and I know the bowl games are all different now, but there's like a draft. There's an at-large draft for those BCS, what they used to call the BCS Bowls.
Right.
And one year when I was working at USC, they had their flights, their hotels, everything was all set. They're like, we're going to the Sugar Bowl. And it was one of the Carson Palmer years or whatever. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I've never been to New Orleans before. And then out of nowhere, that draft thing happens and the Orange Bowl people with the Blazers shocked everybody. And they drafted USC to come play Iowa. And we went to South Beach instead. Which was also great.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, it was also great. Yep. But I've still never been to New Orleans.
February is Mardi Gras.
Oh, exciting.
So
it's coming soon.
Coming up. Yeah. It's actually the Tuesday. Fat Tuesday is the Tuesday after the Super Bowl.
Like 2 days after the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And don't we have, Monday? Did they do it this year? Is it right leading up to President's Weekend?
No, actually, then this would be, I guess, 10 days after, because President's Day, I think, is the Monday, and then Fat Tuesday is the next day.
No, that's what I'm saying. Did people, so you're saying the Super Bowl is not up against that this year?
No, I don't think so.
Because I thought this year was the year they finally did get the Super Bowl. Is the Super Bowl on the 8th or the 15th? Granny, were you looking
that
up?
It's on the 8th. Yep, the 8th.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So Fat Tuesday is nine days later.
Next year. It's next year. It's in 2027. I heard. Okay. Did you hear about this? We're off on such a tangent, but this is
so
fun.
Many. Yep.
This is fun. Just everybody put this in your hip pocket, hippity hop, hop to the hip, because you're going to need to know this now. not this season, but next season, the 2027 Super Bowl is on President's Day weekend. So we have the day off after the Super Bowl. Here's the problem. Want to know what date the Super Bowl is actually on?
I'm just looking at it right now. Yep.
No way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Yes way. Good luck, men. It's on February 14th. Have a day. Honey, what do you want to do tonight?
It's.
How about if you have all my friends over so we can get
done?
Yeah.
Dude,
happy
seriously.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Valentine's Day. Don't get me started on Valentine's
Day.
You'd
be wrong. I won't. But anyway.
Valentine's Day can be moved. The Super Bowl cannot.
It's going to be.
You're not going to record the Super Bowl because it's Valentine's Day.
Next year, the February 15th is Valentine's Day.
Wrong.
Or 13th.
That's my half birthday.
Oh, God. How many of those do you have?
Just one.
Feels like they're always a month away.
It's February 15th every year.
All right, let's get back. Let's put the train back on the track.
Let's try.
Well, here's what I would love. I want to dip my toe in the water on this, and we would really love, until Schlereth's going to be here at 3. Until then and after that, we'd love to hear from you and give us a quick answer, and then you can support your take. Are the 49ers still in the window? Is the window open or closed? And there's a bunch of reasons why we're asking, and we'll get to all of the things, the offensive line investment and the trade deadline and all of the things that will matter here. But what I keep hearing a lot of people say when they either call this station or engage on social media and they're talking about whether or not the Niners should do this, that, or the other at the deadline, the person that often does not want them to do anything at the deadline is like, the window's closed. The window is closed. And I know what you mean by that. I think that if that's your take, you mean Trent is getting old, Christian is getting older, George is getting older, and Fred and Nick are now in the midst of major, major injury. And if you view that as your core, and I think you should, I get people saying the window is closed. I don't look at it that way. I feel like Kyle Shanahan and the Niners don't believe in the window. In other words, football is not like the NBA, where when Steph Curry retires, all right, got to start over now. Football, you can do things on the fly. You can, here we go, two timelines. I don't think it's two timelines. There's always just a timeline. But there are years, like now, where you have to start hitting on draft picks and bring in new young talent and have them replace guys who are going to be on their way out. But that's not a total rebuild, and I would never call the window closed for any organization that likes its quarterback. If you like your quarterback and you want to pay your quarterback, then you're in the middle of trying to win. So that's how I would answer it. But 888-957-9570, how would you answer that when someone says, is the 49ers window opened, closed? Or you can throw a third answer in there of closing, or, I don't know, N/A. Like, you can do whatever. How would you answer it? Is the window open or is it closed?
Like, what's the window? Is the window this year?
Yeah, right. Like, just here we are. It's what is it? It's October 14th. Yeah. Is the window open?
For the Super Bowl, no. Yeah. The window's closed.
It is.
If you can, like, fancy yourself as a playoff team, yeah, the window's open for that. But for you to make the playoffs and, like, really go through and win and beat all these other good teams, I don't think you can do that now. So the window, for me, is more about, like, next year. And so next year, can Bosa come back and be healthy and good enough? I don't know if he can. Kittle's going to be 32, and he's starting to wind down, and McCaffrey's getting to where he's starting to wind down, and Fred Warner will be coming off a major ankle surgery. He can be back, and he can be as good as he can be. Your quarterback's going to make $53 million. So for this year, right now, I don't think that your window is open. I don't know if it's totally ironclad, closed, shut, but I look at what they have right now and take Nick out and take Fred out. What you have right now is an offensive line that's not very good. You have a defense that's super young without its two best players. And you've got a quarterback who, when he comes back, is going to still be trying to work through a major toe injury.
So I don't know that, like, I think those are all fair answers. I don't know that when we talk about in sports the window, a championship window, it's ever whittled down to 1 year. When I say we're talking about now, I just mean like that, like,
sure,
answer from,
sure,
the perspective of here we are now. But the window is a larger thing than any 1 year. So, like, it, in other words, because, in fact, someone just hit us on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 925, thank you for listening and texting in, says the Niners are in a complete rebuild after the slew of injuries this year, or else this will be Warriors 2.0. I totally get the sentiment, just my way of thinking. I don't think the word rebuild exists in the NFL unless there's one caveat to,
right,
that, and you know exactly what it is.
Yeah, new
we're
coach,
totally,
new GM, new
and
quarterback.
New quarterback.
Yep,
we're rebooting.
Yep,
like,
agreed.
The New York Giants are in a rebuild, and it looks like they might have found their dude.
Maybe.
And now you build around that guy. But that's why that's how I've, in recent times, since the Niners' appearance in the Super Bowl, when people go, oh, that was their chance, the window's closed, I go, no. Like, you have a quarterback. You have a quarterback. You have a coach. You have a GM. And you paid that quarterback. That just means they need to do a really good job of filling out the roster around that person. And we can have a healthy conversation as to whether or not they've done that to this point.
Sure.
I know a lot of people, you're like, oh, they're terrible at the draft. It's like, they're not terrible at the draft. Last year's draft looks like it was pretty good. This year's draft, I don't know. Like, it's intriguing at least,
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know?
I mean,
but, like, that's their job. That, to me, is not a rebuild.
No, it's a retool, is what it is.
That's just NFLing. That's, like, on a yearly basis,
right,
we try to build the roster again.
But if you look at, like, the future, if they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year, and I don't think that you believe they are, I certainly don't think that they will, and the odds will tell you that they are not a great candidate to do so. So you look at next year, and your left tackle is going to be 38, and he needs to be replaced. And your pass rusher is coming off another ACL, and I don't know how good he'll be. And your tight end, who's a real difference maker, we don't even know how good he'll be when he comes back this year.
Yeah.
Your running back's getting older. And so when you look at all these other key pieces on your team, even your fullback that you use more than any other team, he is quietly getting older.
Absolutely.
So as you start to think about not a rebuild but a retool, you've got about 6 or 7 or 8 different players who you need to replace over the course of the next year or two while your quarterback is now, you know, growing into being a franchise guy.
No doubt, but I'll remind everybody how quickly those kinds of things can happen in the NFL. The last time the 49ers had a left tackle who they loved and needed to replace, they did it overnight. Joe Staley was leaving.
Yeah, but that was incredibly unique.
Yes, it was, but these things can happen.
They
Like a lot of the great players, like Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey were both like, overnight, boom, you're on the team, let's ride. And now all of a sudden, you're going for it. And if the Niners are moving salary around with the way they're kind of behaving right now, does that make them open to be able to be a team that again takes advantage of situations like that down the road? Maybe. I don't see that as impossible. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Austin and James, you'll be first up, but let's get this conversation going right now. We'll take your calls. How do you see the window for the Niners? Open, closed, or do you want to throw a different answer in there? That's fine, too. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls right now. This Sunday kickoff show, Lo Neal, Evan Giddings, live Laughing Monk, Sunnyvale, starting at 3 o'clock. All the early games, late games too, beer garden with a DJ, bartenders serving up Gold Bar whiskey specials. And if you're going to the game, you can sign up for that free shuttle, which is a great idea, but it's going fast, first come, first serve. The Eventbrite page on our website is where you go to sign up, 957thegame.com. Sign up now. We're also sponsored by Moderna, and it's Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.